EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers this afternoon, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with rain showers into the overnight hours, lower to mid 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain, and Thursday will continue with rain. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 32.
Good Tuesday, Kansas. Mid-American at Work News, I'm Rick Everett. The state of Kansas has banned public gatherings of 50 or more people for the next 2 months. Officials in the Kansas City area yesterday imposed a stricter rule and ordered some businesses to close over the next 2 weeks in hope of limiting the spread of the coronavirus. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly blocked utilities in the state from cutting off services until mid-April for non-payment and warned that the coronavirus pandemic may force additional restrictions. Elsewhere in the Kansas legislature, they're rushing to draft a plan for funding state government after June and to launch a new state transportation program. Legislators also trying to wrap up a few other loose ends so they can take a long spring break in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And Kansas weather forecasters are saying rain and storm chances will ramp up tonight and again tomorrow night into early Thursday. Rick Everett, Mid-American at Work News.
The 2019 Ford F-150 is... Wait, what's the word? How would you describe something that has a body made out of high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy? Something with best-in-class torque and payload that can tow up to 13,200 pounds. And something with the smarts to know that even after being able to do all of that, you can always use a little help from available pro-trailer backup assist. Oh, that's right. I remember the word. It's tough. The 2019 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Max towing is achieved on F-150 XL Super Cruise. 6.5-foot box, 3.5-liter EcoBoost, 4x2 and max trailer tow package. Max payload is achieved on F-150 XL regular cab. 8-foot box, 5-liter, 4x2 and heavy-duty payload package. Class is full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR. Max towing varies based on cargo, vehicle configuration, accessories, and number of passengers. Max payload varies based on accessories and vehicle configuration. See label on door jam for carrying capacity of a specific vehicle. Towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously.
A former Wichita State University student has been sentenced to close to 5 years in prison for taking lewd photos of children and up-the-skirt videos of women. The Sedgwick County prosecutor yesterday announced 30-year-old Wichita resident James Davalt was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months behind bars. He was found guilty of one count of sexual exploitation of a child, one count of lewd and lascivious behavior, and other associated charges. The Sunflower State has slowed the public defender turnover rate following a pay raise, although it still remains stubbornly high. The Kansas News Service reports the state lost 13% of its public defenders last year, an improvement from 1 year earlier when nearly a fourth of them left. The head of the State Board of Indigent Defense Services credits the small pay raise from the legislature for the slowdown in turnover. But Heather Cessna says the agency will need more money to fill jobs that have stayed open for years. Rick Everett, Mid-American at Work News. Nebraska, Mid-American at Work News. It's Tuesday. Governor Pete Ricketts has limited public gatherings to 10 people in an effort to keep the coronavirus from spreading, even though it's likely to mean painful economic times and major disruption to people's lives. Ricketts' announcement will force the cancellation of events statewide, and many businesses will shut their doors as people hunker down to try and avoid catching coronavirus. The governor says he's aligning the state with recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Speaking of hunkering down, a wind-whipped winter storm expected to blast the Nebraska panhandle this week. The National Weather Service said in a blizzard warning issued this morning that the storm is likely to hit the area tomorrow night, a light glaze of ice followed by snow accumulation up to 6 inches by Friday morning. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-American at Work News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyEggFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Egg Ford today at 316-785-9211.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska schools followed suit Monday, canceling classes for an extended period. That after Kansas schools announced Sunday that classes would be dismissed for at least a week. Dillard O'Dell has called off school, and Southern Owymore is to dismiss Tuesday at 1:30 and remain closed through March. Many districts are organizing food distribution programs and are considering online learning opportunities going forward. A growing list of cancellations due to the coronavirus threat include the Marysville Public Library, Marysville Kiwanis Honor Banquet Tuesday evening, the Warehouse Thrift Store at Waterville closed indefinitely. Marshall County Democratic Party and Washington County Historical Society meetings, as well as the Community Card Party at the Lincoln Center in Marysville Thursday, are canceled. St. Gregory's Marysville and Barnston American Legion Fish Fries Friday and the Mixed Stag at Wymore American Legion are canceled. No severe storm spotter training in Washington County next Tuesday and Marshall County next Wednesday. The Preceptor Zeta Spring Salad Supper next week is canceled, as well as the Washington County Spring Health Fair and Axtell Knights of Columbus Shrimp Feed Saturday, March 28. Community Memorial Healthcare and Washington County Hospital have announced visitor restrictions. Marshall County Agency on Aging has announced they will remain open, but all meals will be to go and may be picked up at the front door of the Helvering Center in Marysville. If you can call before you arrive, that would be appreciated. Phone 562-5522 or 562-2020. Friendly Corners at Washington Senior Meal Sites are closed with delivery and pickup only. Phone 325-3231. Marysville schools have announced free meals for children to pick up in front of Marysville Elementary and in front of Marysville Junior Senior High School Monday through Friday between 11 and 12:30. All families qualify. Children must be present. Starting Tuesday, Washington County schools will be delivering lunches to students in the district free of charge. Drivers will deliver them on regular bus routes. After rural routes are delivered, each of the outlying communities will have a drop-off point. The driver will wait for 15 minutes. If your student does not ride the bus, they'll go to the pickup location in their community. Service is available to all children through age 18. They must be present. Greenleaf drop-off site at Upland Road at 1215. Haddam drop-off, the post office at 1215. Moraville drop-off, the fire station at 1145. Students in Washington can come to the parking lot of the district office between 11 and noon. Again, meals are free for all USD 108 students regardless of lunch status. Please advise a meal count daily. Contact USD 108. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and learned that insurance proceeds totaling some $372,000 are due the county in connection with misuse of public funds by former county clerk Sonia Stoes, who has been sentenced to prison for the case. Commissioners approved release and assignment accepting that settlement. Sheriff Hargrave and County Attorney Voracek brought to the board concern about safety for the existing courthouse if the jails moved to a remote location. This is something that's not been brought up in discussions and should go into consideration in the location of a new jail facility. Representatives with NextEra met with the board to update the proposed Irish Creek Wind Farm. We'll have more details on that story forthcoming. Blue Rapids City officials inquired about a house the county owns from the tax sale. They have potential buyers for the property, but the cost of removing the structure and cost of disposing are a concern. The city may have access to grant funding to assist in demolition of these type of structures. No action was taken. Washington County Commissioners did not meet last week. David Wilbrandt, representing District 2, and Raleigh Ordine, representing District 3, have announced they will seek re-election this fall. Wilbrandt was elected in 2016. Ordine took over the remaining term of Gary Ouellette, who resigned in October 2018. A primary is scheduled August 4th, with a general election November 3rd. Nemahal County Commissioners received a bid to replace a bridge just south of Seneca in the amount of $182,000, which was approved. A bid to redo roads in Nemahal County, including $408,000 for a three-mile stretch on Church Road, $591,000 for a four-and-a-half-mile stretch on 176th Road, $963,000 for a seven-mile stretch on 56th Road, and $51,000 for soil testing along these roads. Commissioners made no decision regarding these bids. A bid was also received for a three-inch overlay on a five-and-a-half-mile stretch of 52nd Road west of Corning for $842,000. Again, commissioners made no decision. Purchase of a 2019 motor grader for $227,000 with trade-in of the county's 2001 motor grader was approved. Commissioners discussed three different comprehensive planning company proposals received, but took no action. Transfer of various 2019 year-end funds were approved by Nemahal County Commissioners. Thelma Jean Spoonagle, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Enosdale Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Thelma Spoonagle. Judy Martin, age 76, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Judy Martin. Everett A. Jordan, age 2, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Everett Jordan is the son of Skyler and Jesse Jordan. Private family service is planned Saturday at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Visitation Friday, 3 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Everett Jordan. Dr. Jerry Doc Just Jr., age 80, of Pawnee City, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30. At the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jerry Doc Just. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, cheesy potatoes, Normandy blend, whole wheat roll, and fresh fruit salad. Tomorrow, pork tender, sweet potato fries, five-way veggies and fruit cocktail. A reminder, all meals need to be picked up at the front door at the Helvering Center. If you can call before you arrive, they'd appreciate that. 562-5522 or 562-2020. KNDY News Time is 7:18.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a system that's going to bring us some rain showers as we head into this afternoon, continuing into tonight, and another low pressure system that will move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, pretty much seeing rain showers all the way into a Thursday. Behind the system, a little bit of some rain and snow as we head into Thursday night. Otherwise, we'll finally see some sunshine as we head into Friday, but it looks like more chance of precip as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We'll see temperatures definitely warm up, and then cool down quite a bit as we head into Friday. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, cloudy skies, scattered rain showers this afternoon, upper 40s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with rain into the overnight hours. Steady temperatures, lower to mid 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, upper 60s. And tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-March, 58, record high on this date, 80 in 2012. The average low, 33, and the record low is 17 in 1993. Sunset this evening, 7:36. Sunrise in the morning, 7:33. 33 degrees in Marysville this morning with a light northwest wind. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of March. It's St. Patrick's Day. KNDY News Time is 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The first day of the NFL's legal tampering window, a busy one. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The coronavirus outbreak not stopping a flurry of moves in the NFL. A source telling ESPN's Adam Schefter that the Bills have acquired wide receiver Stephon Diggs from the Vikings in exchange for multiple draft picks, including a first-rounder, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky.
This is an outstanding move for Buffalo, who is clearly making their run to go push for the AFC East Championship crown next year. I love it for Josh Allen and the Bills.
Meanwhile, league sources tell ESPN the Cowboys have locked up wide receiver Amari Cooper with a five-year, $100 million deal. Also, Dallas placed the exclusive franchise tag on quarterback Dak Prescott. In the most shocking move of the day, the Texans traded all-pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and a late-round pick to the Cardinals. According to sources who spoke with ESPN, in exchange, Arizona sends David Johnson and a second-rounder to Houston. Former Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota is headed west, signing a contract with the Las Vegas Raiders, a source confirmed to ESPN. And Byron Jones will become the highest-paid cornerback in football, a source telling ESPN that the former Cowboy has agreed to a five-year, $82.5 million deal with the Dolphins. All this happening despite the coronavirus outbreak that has otherwise frozen the sports world. But ESPN's Adam Schefter says the NFL is not immune from the effects of the pandemic as the league tries to limit face-to-face contact.
There's not going to be free agent visits. There's going to be physicals that both groups, both sides decide to agree upon. The physicals can be done where the player is or at a mutually agreed upon site to limit the amount of travel. The NFL also said that nobody will be allowed, players will not be allowed in the buildings for the rest of March.
Off-season OTAs have also been suspended indefinitely. The Kentucky Derby postponed until September over coronavirus fears. The first time since 1945 the race won't be held in May. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
The outlook for the U.S. farm economy depends on the implementation of new trade agreements and the evolution of animal and human disease outbreaks. The University of Missouri Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute reports that while net farm income increased in 2020 under a baseline assumption of continued trade friction with China, other indicators of the health of the farm economy not quite as positive. Projections show that with an assumed return to normal planting and growing weather in 2020, there will be an increase in projected area, yields and supplies, and lower prices for both corn and soybeans in the 2020-21 marketing year. With trend yields, 2020 corn production increases to 15 billion bushels, putting downward pressure on prices, which are projected to average $3.57 a bushel. Soybeans, an increase in production, drops prices to $8.48 a bushel before considering the possible impacts of the Phase 1 trade agreement. Additionally, potential African swine fever impacts, along with the impact of COVID-19, could change the farm economy in 2020 as well. Well, the House passed bill to ease the economic burdens caused by COVID-19 includes additional food benefits. The Senate will consider the bill early this week. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell calling the bill crucial legislation for the American people. He said it's clear that confronting the virus will take boldness, bipartisanship, and a comprehensive approach. The legislation includes an additional $1 billion in food benefits for students and workers. USDA already granted more than 25 waivers to states to serve meals to low-income students during school closures. And the legislation includes $500 million for pregnant women and mothers under the WIC program. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been all over the news. The worldwide coronavirus outbreak is taking a toll on farm trade and trade flows, including suspended trade talks, trade flows, unknown economic impacts on agriculture producers, all a direct result of the pandemic.
I think you've seen over the last couple of months, shipments being slowed because of China. Of course, as we're seeing this spread around the world, other countries will be affected. And, of course, we're hoping that this doesn't affect our ports the same way, but that's a situation that we'll have to unwind over the next few weeks.
American Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson, as he says, Chinese port workers are, quote, back in business, whittling down a big backlog, while European ports could be hit next. Meanwhile, those trade talks and deals have been affected.
We're expecting the U.S.-U.K. talks to perhaps get started this week, this coming week. But of course, that's put off now, and dealings with the EU, Commissioner Hogan was supposed to be here. He's not coming, of course, now. So everything's delayed, which does put pressure on the EU-UK, US-EU, and US-United Kingdom talks, because there is a time frame that's set out for the United Kingdom-European Union trade deal to be done by the end of this year.
However, he did mention we had some good news in the world of trade.
One thing it did do was to speed up from what we thought would be the passage by Canada, their parliament, of the USMCA. They got that done last Friday before their parliament recessed due to the coronavirus, and I think all the other things on their end are pretty well done or underway.
He says AFB staff is working from home and many in government are teleworking as producers remain on edge as the nation grapples with the unfolding crisis. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. So how's that succession planning coming along? More about that after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
If you haven't gotten around to talking to your family about succession planning, who's going to take over the farm, well, you're not alone. Dr. Ron Hansen is professor emeritus at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and he's been talking about succession planning, estate planning for agriculture for a long time. And when's the best time to start the conversations?
The key point for families to remember, it's never too early to begin this process. Most families wait till it's too late.
And yesterday, Dr. Hansen was telling us that immediate family should be involved initially, but there may be a time that you bring in the in-laws. But
if having the in-laws there could jeopardize that discussion, things won't get discussed, issues won't be brought up, things won't get mentioned, or the meeting's going to end up in a disagreement, then I always tell parents have two meetings. One, mom and dad, adult children only, and then later, a short time later, followed up with a second meeting with the in-laws there to let them know this is what we've been discussing, what we're planning. We want you to be informed, and if you have any concerns, we would certainly listen to those. But bottom line, at some point in time, you've got to sit down as an entire family and have that open communications and avoid any misunderstandings, because misunderstandings cause conflict, and conflict leads to dispute. And when you get disputes in a family, family trouble and stress is just around the corner.
And Professor Hansen says it can get a little dicey when there are multiple children expecting to get their share of the farm.
You know, that's a real challenge for parents. How do we treat those children fairly and equitably? Because some kids have worked hard, some kids have contributed, some kids love the farm as much as mom and dad do. There are some kids in the family that care more about the farm and each other and would never cause a problem. And unfortunately, there are some kids, some adult children who may just see the farm, just see the land, just see the money. And families have to sit down and wrestle with that and work through that and make sure that there's a plan in place so there's no misunderstandings. And when and if something happens today, everyone already knows what happens tomorrow, how things will work out, who takes over, how do they take over.
More about estate planning tomorrow, back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be offering 12 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. They'll be ready for heavy service. Also offered will be an 18-month and 2-year-old Hereford bull. First calf heifers include 85 fancy calf-led vaccinated Angus. First calf heifers, they'll have January, February Angus sire calves by sign. There'll be 19 choice reputation red Angus calf-led vaccinated first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old red Angus calves. We'll have 63 home-raised big Sim-Angus fall calving first calf heifers. They'll have big August, September Sim-Angus calves by side. The heifers have been exposed back to Sim-Angus bulls since late November. Also offered will be over 100 black and black-white faced cows. They'll be 4 years older. They'll have 30-day-old calves by side, plus 30 registered and commercial Angus and Sim-Angus replacement heifers to consign cows. Or for more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY, 33 degrees in Marysville this morning. A little bit cooler again today, seasonal highs in the 50s.
Good Tuesday with Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett. Monday, supposed to be the night that women's college basketball got put in the national spotlight with the NCAA tournament bracket reveal. Of course, that tournament canceled because of the coronavirus. So instead of celebrating a spot in the NCAA's, teams and coaches across the country were left to think about what might have been. South Carolina coach Dawn Staley broke the news to her players via text. Oregon coach Kelly Graves got to talk to some players who were still on the campus when the tournament was called off. He says it's unfortunate, but there's a lot bigger things going on that put it into perspective. Now, no Sweet 16, no Final Four, no office pool. The Jayhawks were steaming toward a top seed. Right behind them, Gonzaga, Dayton, and Baylor. The Big Dance 2020. What might have been? Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you miss your favorite team's game on KNDY? Or did you listen and just want to hear it again?
Youngerberg pass over to Haynes. Down to Jackson for three on the wing, and it's good for Jackson O'Toole. His second three-pointer of the ball game.
Well, you can.
Dollinghouse will inbound it to Aiden Gerster. Gerster on the right wing. Goes up top. Schreiner out to Stoll for three. Good.
KNDY prides itself in bringing you area high school action all season long and beyond. Head to KNDYradio.com and click on the sports tab and listen or re-listen to the broadcast archives.
Stahlbomber, top of the key to Tiana Losi. Losi for three. Good for Tiana Losi's third tray.
KNDY Sports. Never miss it.
Cross-court pass to Stevenson. Emma Youngerberg underneath to Maddie Vermin. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Youngerberg. She'll kick it out to Emma Turner for three.
As the world celebrates all things Irish, we've uncovered some tidbits about St. Paddy's Day that are just a wee bit surprising. We will share those on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 17th, the 77th day of the year. Actor Gary Sinise celebrates a birthday, and North America's first St. Patrick's Day celebration took place in Boston on this day in 1737. Here's a few fun facts just made for sharing over your corned beef and cabbage today. For true historical accuracy, blue, not green, should be the day's predominant hue. It was the color originally associated with St. Patrick. America has nearly 35 million people of Irish ancestry, more than seven times the population of Ireland itself. Massachusetts and New Hampshire boast the highest percentages of Irish descent. And if you're looking for a four-leaf clover, set aside some time. Odds of finding one are about 1 in 10,000. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16 fast. That's the kind of boys that you want on your home team fast. Yeah, you think you're gonna catch your big dreams just like that fast. And here you are looking back.